Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're on Transformation Talk Radio. And today is a beautiful day in Seattle, and I'm also heading out the door for a road trip to the Southwest, looking forward to time away into warm weather. I love road trips and driving through our beautiful country, especially the desert area of the Southwest. And next week, I'll be talking to you from Phoenix. So today, my guest is Donna Sebo, and the topic we're going to talk about is about the quantum mind, the unknown gift. And Donna Sebo is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, minister, and currently celebrating her 11th year of her weekday program, The Donna Sebo Show. The study of the mind and the skill development for mind talents has been a passion for most of her life, and she is currently involved in speaking and teaching quantum mind to individuals and groups throughout the country, and is dedicated to empowering others to invest in and develop their own skills to enhance their lives in a wonderful way. She's also now the author and publisher of a successful children's book series and believes that constant development and change is not only important but exciting. So she's begun this new adventure with an award-winning first book called God's Kiss. So welcome, Donna, to Voices of Women.
Well, it's a delight to be with you, Chris. What a wonderful title for a show, Voices of Women.
Yes, well, I think there's some pretty powerful women out there. We need to hear from them, and you're one of them. So I always like to start off by hearing about your story, how you got into the work that you're doing now, and it sounds like you've evolved and done quite a bit of things, but your current work, and I know you're kind of an intuitive psychic person and work with people in that way, and so tell us how you started.
Well, it wasn't a choice that I made initially on my own. I was brought into a situation that made me aware that I needed to get some help. And how I was brought into it was via a dream. Actually, it was a series of dreams. I was in my 20s, and I was in a very unhealthy marriage. It was just not good at all. And I was in a state of denial about that. And my subconscious, my higher self, started bringing information to me via dreams, which happens with a lot of people, I think. And I thought they were nightmares. And when I was going through these experiences, I became very, very frightened. And when I would come out of having a dream experience, I just was aware that I needed to start asking some questions. And I had been raised as so many were raised, as you don't, the young ladies don't ask questions. You just don't do that. If you can't figure it out, then you just suck it up and you just move on and you bumble along blindly. Well, I finally became aware that if I didn't ask for some help, didn't ask some questions, I was going to end up in a patterning that wasn't really a real good one for me. And emotionally, I was just a wreck. So I ended up talking to my very dearest friend, and when I told her my experiences, she said, geez, I can't do anything with this. But she said, I have this new sister-in-law that perhaps can help you. Well, her sister-in-law's name was Tiny, and I contacted Tiny. Actually, we got together for a dinner, and I told Tiny what I was going through, and she said, oh, my goodness, this is just way beyond me. I'm just beginning to explore the psychic area, and I had no clue what she was talking about. And then she refers me to her next-door neighbor. I just love, you know, how we women connect. You know, if I don't know something here, so-and-so might know it, and we just keep on passing along. And Gloria, I called her one night, And it was like something out of a soap opera. It was storming, raining, lightning was flashing, and I was just shivering from fear. When I picked up the phone and I called her, perfect stranger, and when she answered the phone, she had the warmest voice. She just had this wonderful warm voice. And I introduced myself, told her who referred me, and I said, I am having these nightmares and I am terrified. Can you help me? She said, oh, sure. Well, as soon as she said what she said, all of a sudden I relaxed. This was not an intimidating person, and she took my dreams apart. And contrary to my perceptions, they weren't nightmares. What they were dreams that were giving me information about the changes that were coming into my life. And she told me with one segment of the dream, you're protected. Nothing's going to harm you. There are people that are going to want to keep you back, but you're going to move forward anyway. Well, I don't even really remember the first time I met her in person, but I had the privilege of knowing her as a mentor, teacher, for about a year and a half before she passed away at the youthful age of 38 in her sleep. She wasn't sick. She just left. Her job was done. And I realized later that she had passed her mantle on to me. And this was something that she had said I was going to do for the rest of my life. She said, this is what you're meant to do. You have excellent communication skills. You're going to be teaching people about psychic ability, how normal and natural it is. You are going to have a life's work involving the work of mind. Of course, I thought she was nuttier than a fruitcake, but that has proven to be true. Here I am, over 40 years later, doing the work that I absolutely have a passion for because it belongs to everyone. And there were study moments at her kitchen table that I had, and then she introduced me to different people and different groups, and one was a spiritualist group down in California that was headed by Reverend Humble. He had a church called the First United Spiritualist Church in Gardena. Wonderful, wonderful group of people. They were just absolutely fabulous people, all kinds of talents, mind skills, psychic skills, however you want to describe it, people with integrity, people who cared, loved family, just absolutely wonderful group of people. And it just really became a passion, and I studied with them in various levels for 10 years, and then people started asking me to spend more time with them. They said, we'll pay you for your time. And that was just totally beyond me. I had no clue that this is something I would be paid for. And I ended up becoming a professional in 1978. I was ordained as a minister and got my counseling certification, and that's how I started. And I've been doing it ever since. I absolutely love it. I think that one of the greatest satisfactions that I have is doing exactly what my mentor told me, and that is to share the knowledge that this isn't fluff stuff. These are natural skills and abilities that we can use, that we can develop, and that are meant to serve us. They are not meant to be feared. They are not meant to be used in a negative way. They are a part of life's package that empowers us so that we can have a richer and more fuller life because of them.
Yeah, that's so true. So, and a lot of people are afraid of it. It's such an unknown to them, and also there's a fear of looking too weird to the to other people. So you don't dare talk about it. And like you said, we're trained to not ask questions, and so a lot of people grow up just totally discarding these. Some have been naturally born with these intuitive gifts, and they just totally shut off because they're told don't talk about that or don't ask questions or, you know, all that. And it comes up because it will. Then in their 30s and 40s, it starts coming up and they have to deal with it.
That's very true. And I have a very dear friend who is in the state of Alaska, and this woman is a natural medium. We don't get to see each other very often because I'm only up there twice a year on business. However, we'll talk about these things. She's very comfortable with discussing it, which is good, but I'm one of the few people she can talk to about it. Because most people, if she were to discuss it with them, they come up with all kinds of stuff that they describe that isn't really real. And she comes by these skills quite naturally. It runs in the family. And she's highly sensitive to it, but she is afraid of it because it gives her information sometimes she doesn't want to see. And I've experienced this through the years. I've known some exceptionally talented people that are just terrified. Maybe they saw someone's death coming, or they saw something about an accident or whatever. And they have developed a mindset because within their cultural environment that they grew up in, it was taught for them to feel this way, that this is bad. I've had people through the years say, oh, you never tell people bad things, do you? And I look at them and I said, it's not a matter of good or bad. It's information. And if you choose to make it something bad, then you're going to be afraid. If you choose to take information that seemingly has a negative connotation to it and you utilize it wisely and you understand what's there and you're not afraid of it, you just look at it and say, okay, let me see if I can work with this. You have options that you wouldn't have otherwise. But it takes a lot of discipline to be able to stand back from something and to be able to look at it with clarity, because our emotions get in it and all kinds of subconscious junk comes in and will distort. And it's a discipline you have to learn. And that is one of the things that being in this work has taught me. And that is that discipline and detachment are very important. You get...
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. It's very important.
Yeah, it is important. And also, to not, one of the things of not being afraid of this information is to know it gives you choices. You have more information to work with. Doesn't mean this is necessarily going to happen. It may just show something down the road that you have to deal with. Well, this is Chris Stainis. We're talking to Donna Sebo, and we will be right back after we have this quick break.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister Pat, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Stainis, and we are talking with Donna Sebo today about the quantum mind. So, Donna, why don't we start off by you defining what does quantum mind mean?
Quantum mind, in my definition, means unlimited expression, potential, and opportunity for personal expansion in your own individual way. Quantum mind is ever-changing. It is not something that is stagnant. I think a good definition is, or a good example, let me choose my words differently. A good example is the internet. Before the internet, we were using different forms of communication that were the best of what we had in technology. When the internet came along, we sort of bumbled around with it. It was a very frustrating environment to work with. Boy, do I remember that when it first started coming out, and it would absolutely take so much time to work with it. And today, we have evolved within a very short period of time to being able to communicate with anybody in the world in seconds. And with quantum mind, as you invest in, or anyone invests in, developing their own mind skills, advancing their education, their understanding of life, their own potential, the possibilities of what you can do, well, it's unlimited. And that, to me, is what quantum mind is. Ever-changing, ever-growing, ever-expanding. And for me, I think it's exciting. I think it's absolutely wonderful that we don't put things in boxes, that we allow ourselves flexibility. If you want to put up a few walls, that's great, but keep the roof off. And make sure that you put a few doors in those walls so that when you're ready to exit whatever environment or experience you're in, you're going to be able to make the change easily. It's so important because everything begins with a thought. Everything originates with thought. And that, when you can grasp that, I remember when it was first said to me so many years ago, I thought, everything begins with a thought? Nah, that can't be the case, but it's true. And we have such powerful minds that when we're able to utilize them, whether it be through becoming a designer, becoming an innovative problem solver, becoming a psychic, it doesn't make any difference. When we expand our awareness and understanding of life, we find that life has infinite possibilities to it. And that is, to me, just incredible. And that goes for people of all ages. And that's one of the things I think we're seeing today, is that men and women that are entering into their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, they're designing brand new experiences in life. They're not doing what grandma or grandpa did and sit in a rocking chair on the front porch and retire. They're finding, no, we are living so much longer that we've got a lot more to do. We can't afford to do that. We've got to be busy, active, and whatever brings us satisfaction and fulfillment and learning and growing is part of that experience.
Yes, and I totally agree. I mean, it is about the infinite possibilities. I think sometimes we think things are can't change. We get caught in our ruts, and sometimes if you just turn your head 90 degrees, you're seeing a different view, which means just doing anything like picking up a book, going to a bookstore, talking to a friend can just change your perspective and opens up your mind to a whole new arena of possibilities. And just a simple change will do that. You know, which is what you're saying is like a thought, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a thought that takes you to, oh, maybe I'll go, I need a book. I need to go find a book to read about this. That's a thought. And then you go do it, and what? Boom, changes, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I have a friend who's now in her 90s, and she's just an absolute doll. And Margie is one of these people that from the time she was a student in one of my classes a good 35 years ago, she was just a dynamic person then. But she, one, never imagined she was going to live into be her 90s. When she was in her late 70s, her husband passed away, and she decided she was going to work part-time in an apartment building. And lo and behold, a few years after her husband passed away, she meets this gentleman. They end up getting married. And before she got married, she said, Donna, what do you think about this? I said, live life. Go for it. You have met someone that is a very special human being, very special man. Who cares that you're in your 80s? And he was younger than her. And she's in better health than he is. And by golly, they have had the best marriage. If Margie had been of the mindset that, gee whiz, she's in her 80s, she's an old woman, nothing's going to happen, she could have stayed in her apartment, not done anything. Her thinking patterns didn't allow for that. And when we talk about things, she would just sparkle. She said, I just love being around you because you always have this wonderful enthusiasm for life. And I said, yes, I do. Because I look at you and you're such a beautiful human being. You have this marvelous personality. You need to be where people are. People need to have your light. They need to have your sparkle. Your smile just brings such joy. And by golly, when she met this wonderful man in her 80s, she got married, and here she is in her 90s. She and her husband still travel. She's active. She's healthy. And she's living a very rich and full life. And I think, my goodness, what a wonderful example for me. I'm still planning on going strong at 120, so she's beating Jack LaLanne, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of that. I mean, I talked about my father just passed away 2 weeks ago, but he lived to 103 quarters of a year, and even his last 3 days, he was active, even though he was in a wheelchair. He went places, and people talked about how positive he was. You know, it didn't stop him, even though he had, health challenges, and that was hard to deal with. He didn't say, oh, no, I don't want to go to the restaurant tonight, or you know, he went with us. We get him in the car, and you know, he had amazing last 3 days. And it the thing is, it has inspired so many people. They look up to him. Here's a man who lived life fully. He was very special to people, and they just, it's such a, you know, it's something to have someone like that in your life to look up to go, wow, you know, this is possible.
Absolutely.
For me, for all of us to live that kind of a life.
Oh, I agree. I think that is so important, to be able to look at life with different eyes. Too many times we have people in our environments who will say, well, this is the way Aunt Lily did it, or this is the way that it's been done for the last 5,000 years. You go, I think it's time for a change. I'm changing. And that's the important thing, Chris, is that the individual take responsibility for themselves. I get so weary of people saying, oh, you want to let this take care of you, that take care of the other. Take a positioning that you want to be in charge of yourself. And that's one of the things that I think when you get into the study of the mind, when you get involved in the development of your own resources, your own talents, you realize that you've been given a gift of life for the purpose of living it with quality, integrity, and purpose. And when you can live that way with yourself, be comfortable in your own skin, you're going to realize that a lot of people have a lot of junk that they're carrying around, and you don't need to carry it, and you don't want to necessarily be in their space. And one of the greatest lessons I think that anyone can learn is that if you have someone that has down-in-the-mouth attitudes about life, they try to tell you what to do. They don't want you to be the person you are because they're afraid you're going to get out of their life. And I had a very powerful lesson taught to me when I was in my 20s about that very thing. You have to have the courage to stand up for who you are and walk your own road. And it may mean that people are going to disapprove of you. They might talk behind your back. They might say all kinds of things. But you have to believe in yourself enough to know that you're doing the right thing for you. It really is something, as you go on this path of self-development, as you get into the intuitive area, mindfulness becomes very important. You need to pay attention to what you feel so that you don't go into automatic, gee whiz, I ought to do this because that's what everybody wants. You need to have integrity with yourself. And that is something we have to learn because that's not typically encouraged by others. It's just a part of life's lessons. And once you learn it, I think you become a much richer, more fulfilled individual because then you don't have fear nipping at your heels all the time.
Oh, that's so true. And as so many times we do disregard what we're feeling and then we get in these toxic relationships. And it is hard to walk away, but sometimes it's a gift to yourself. It's important because if you think about taking on, like if you're eating poisonous food, you know, we do the same thing when we hang on to relationships that are unhealthy. And actually, it could be a gift to the other person with you walking away too, because they're going to have to start looking at themselves as well.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot, and you brought up feelings, and that's one of the key is to be very aware of your feelings. You know, what is going on inside of you? What are you feeling in the moment? And if you're with someone and you're feeling yourself clench up, you know, and your stomach is kind of grinding or your teeth are grinding, that your body is telling you something is going on, and it's about paying attention.
It very much is, and again, it's mindfulness. I can remember hearing that word at one time and thinking, mindfulness, what does that mean? It means being present with who you are, where you are, in the moment. We're chatting with each other. We have people listening to this show. We have to be mindful that in this communication that we are sharing with other people. And I have to be present with this right here and now. If I'm concerned about walking my dog, or, gee whiz, what am I going to fix for dinner? I'm not going to be able to focus on what I am doing right at this moment. I want to be present in my conversation with you, in our sharing of information, so that we can empower the people that are listening. And to me, that is what you have to do. And when
yep. And I have to, in this moment, I have to take a pause. We're going to go to... And so for me to be present, I have to say I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll continue this conversation with Donna Sebo.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking about the quantum mind with Donna Seba. And you just heard Lorraine Bay singing the song Woman of Wisdom, which is our theme song from the Woman of Wisdom Conference. And I just want to let people know that they can purchase that CD on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And there's a compilation of songs from amazing women singers who have performed at our conference before. Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So it's a fabulous CD. So, Don, I'd love for you to give your contact information, your website information to our audience.
Certainly, I'll be happy to do that. My website is DelphiInternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I, International, the word, there's two I's back-to-back, .com. And on my website, they'll find my newsletter, they'll find out about my calendar, and I do meet with people privately by phone or in person, and they can find out information about that on the site, and they can also call my office, which is 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. And I send out a monthly newsletter that's filled with all kinds of goodies. So people are welcome to subscribe to that. They can go into my website and contact me through there. We seem to be having a problem with my standard email address. So I'm going to give out DonnaSebo@Comcast.net. We haven't been able to resolve this with our server. There's some kind of interference with my regular one, Donna@DelphiInternational.com. But regardless, you can reach me at DonnaSebo@Comcast.net. So you can go to my website and check it out. Oh, and I also have a class. May I mention this, Chris?
Sure.
I've got a class for those of you that are listening in Seattle. It's going to be tomorrow, and it's on flower readings. And this is something that was taught to me many, many years ago by a wonderful man, Reverend Floyd Humble. And it is just terrific, and you can go to my website, find out about the class. It's being held at 1222 South Weller Street. It's the Ascension into Light Foundation, and I'll be there tomorrow from 1 until 4, and people bring in arrangements, flower arrangements. They need to be live flower arrangements, not silk, and then I do readings for them. So it's just absolutely so much fun. It's not something you see done typically, and it's a delight to be able to share it with people. And there's a small fee for the class of $25. So if you want more information, just go onto my website, DelphiInternational.com.
And do you do individual consultations, too, or readings for people? They can call you and...
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I do that almost every day. I'm very much involved with it. And I really like using my intuitive skills to assist people because it gives them many times perspectives that they would not otherwise have. So again, if they'd like to reach me, all they have to do is call my office, which is 253-582-5604. And I document whatever I do in a session for people. And then they wanted to do it by phone. I mail it to them. I talk with people all around the globe. Telephones are wonderful.
Yes, we've become such a, just all our work now could be international. Like you talked about the internet, how it's changed everything. So this intuitive reading, I've studied this too and have been involved in this for 20 years. And for myself, it's it's tapping into my knowingness, and that the information's there because you're reading the energy on a person, and you can with them. I find it's kind of with them of discovering what's going on and helping them fine tune, you know, something that they're having trouble with or trying to figure out. And it for me, it's sort of the light bulb goes off, like, oh, that's what that was about.
The intuitive process is absolutely phenomenal because it employs all of your sensory factors. Many times I can recall people saying, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. They have all kinds of limitations. And when I teach, and I've had 3 classes on quantum mind, that in each and every one of them, it is such a delight to see the students attending show themselves, not me, but themselves, what they're capable of doing. And it is just absolutely so much fun, and it dissolves a lot of the mystique. And everyone has their own particular talents, and what I teach is that every individual has their own mind language. That mind language you have to learn. And that's not something that we are readily able to understand necessarily. But let me give you an example. Let's say you're having a cup of coffee with someone and all of a sudden you get this mind flash and you get this image and you see maybe a red horse running along a purple trail. And you go, wow, what was that all about? You think, oh, my imagination is really going wacky. Well, maybe you go home and you find your kids turned on the television and there's a red horse going along a purple trail. Now, what's happened? Somehow or another, the mind has linked in to what the child was wanting to do, and the mind picked up that imagery that the child is watching. Well, it is this combination of things. You say, well, Donna, you said when the person got home. Well, there is this timeline. Really, time and space don't exist in truth. So here you have a child that is thinking about a certain programming. The mother maybe is sitting in that restaurant, sees the red horse going along the purple road, walks in, sees the kid watching something on television. She goes, wow, is that a coincidence or what? There are these gazillion mental links. And when we have people that are special to us, family members, friends, whatever, you can make a connection. I'll give you another example. And this is something that happened just a few months ago with a very good friend of mine. She has a sister, who is in her middle 80s. Her 85th birthday was coming up. They wanted to celebrate it. And she talked to her sister, and they decided on a theme for the birthday of bling. Furs and diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, when I was talking to my girlfriend, she said, oh, I'd just love to find something that is just totally bling and gaudy and all of this. And my girlfriend and her daughter, in celebration for the party, they had gone to a fabric store and they had found some faux fur. So they made her sister a faux fur coat, or I think it was a stole. They had more fun putting that together, but she said, I've looked around and I haven't found anything. So I said, well, let me keep my eyes open and see what I can do. We had just literally a week to be able to bring this all together. And I live quite a distance from my friend. So I said, all right, let me check something out. Well, as it turned out, there's a lady who's become a very good friend, Renata, and she has opened up a consignment store. Now, I walk into Renata's store. I've done some errands, stop in at her store. Her door is wide open. And she looked at me as if, what are you doing here? She said, Donna, I'm closed. It was on a Monday. I said, oh, my goodness. She said, oh, don't worry about it. It was a very warm day, so we're in there. And she said, what's on your mind? As it turned out, her husband was there. And I said, well, this is the situation. I just got off the phone about 15 minutes ago with my friend, and I want to know if you have something that really is gaudy, rhinestone-y, and that would just be incredible because it's for a woman's birthday who's 85, and they're making the same diamond and furs or a girl's best friend. And the husband looked at me, he said, I think I have exactly what you want. And Renata said, gee, I don't know, maybe he knows something. Well, they had gotten in some jewelry that had been donated to this consignment store. He said, here it is. And he hands me a box that is about 4 inches square. I'd lift off the lid, and here is one of the gaudiest pieces of bling I've ever seen. And it was a rhinestone piece. It was huge. And when I looked at it, I thought, this is so dramatic. And the more I looked at it, I thought, my goodness, it's not so gaudy. It's really beautiful. Well, what I found out from Renata's husband, when he lifted it out, he said, look at this on the back. On the back, it was, there was a story about the name of the designer, and I don't remember the name of the designer, but this was an exact replica of a pin that Jackie Onassis wore at the inauguration at some very special event. And I looked at it, I said, oh my goodness, this is an antique piece. This is a collector's item. So I found out it was all of $15. And I called my friend on the cell phone. I said, do you want me to get it? Will you trust me? She said, absolutely. Well, I mailed it to her, and she got it within, I think, 48 hours. She opened it up. She was thrilled. She said, this is perfect for my sister. But what thrilled her even more was that this pin was a replication of something that Jackie Onassis had, which was one of her sister's favorite people ever, and that it was a exact duplicate and was a collector's item because her sister loves antiques. Now, this is what we'd call an incredible situation of synchronicity. I'm on the phone. We put out an idea. This is what's needed. I happen to go to a store that's just been open for a short period of time, and ding dong, here we've got it. She has it. It's there for the party. The sister was just absolutely thrilled. Now, the likelihood of my intellectualizing, trying to put all this together, is a gazillion to nothing. I mean, I would never have figured this out on my own. I just flowed with what I felt I needed to do. Walking into a store that was supposed to be closed, but the door was open. All of this moving along. I just love that story. I just absolutely, and my girlfriend just loves to share it with people, too. She said, and her sister just couldn't believe what she got. Just couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, synchronicities happen all the time. Sometimes we're not aware of them until you talk to someone and you go, I've been experiencing that a lot lately, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's something, the more we pay attention to it, the more we get those ahas, that there
yeah,
is
that's true.
Life that's flowing, the richer we become. And when we're grateful for that, we're attuned, and then more of it comes.
Yeah, it just keeps coming. Well, right now we have to go to a break. This is Chris Stanis on Voices of Women. We are going to return and talk more with Donna Sebo.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, Set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Donna Sebo today, and we're talking about the quantum mind, and we just got through talking about all the synchronicities that happen. And so, Donna, you know, a lot of this is about empowering people and developing their mental skills. So how can people do this? Where do they go to find this information, or where they could study, or, you know, learn more about it or develop these skills?
I will share with your listeners what was told to me by my mentor so many years ago, and that is to read. I strongly encourage people to develop a library. Go into your favorite bookstore. You can go online. But go into antique stores that carry old books. Look around for anything that has been written regarding the intuitive self. And there are so many wonderful authors from the past, Ruth Montgomery, Gina Seminara, and there's just a phenomenal list of people. And also, it's always good to look at scientific things, because what's happening now, when I started in this work, there was very little that was available for people to read. Edgar Cayce's material was out, and that was just phenomenal and just absolutely marvelous in its content. And there's been such an explosion through the years of wonderful, wonderful material. Now, you're going to come across some material that maybe you're going to say, oh, my goodness, this person's really far out in la-la land. I'm not interested in it. But you need to keep an open mind. I'm not asking people to become garbage dumps for anything and everything that they read. You have to be discerning about what you read. But you've got to keep an open mind. The reason being is that there is no one person that knows it all or has it all in the way of talents. And too many times people get caught up with the glamour and the glitz and the hype that is associated with psychic ability. I'll give an example. There was a time when I was working on developing my own skills, where I was sitting with a friend in a restaurant in Westchester, California. And she looked at me, and she was so intrigued with what I was doing, and she said, oh, I wish I could look up in the sky and see a plane and say, I know that plane's going to crash, and give the information, and then it happens. And I said, that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in enabling people to utilize this and to take my skills and empower people in their lives so they have more control of it. And this is something that only the individual is going to be able to discern. You have to get away from the glamour, the glitz, the fear, the superstition, the ignorance, and get down to the bare-bones reality that this is a natural talent that every human being has been endowed with. Some have it lesser than others, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have value to you, and it's part of your survival kit. So have fun with the journey. Attend classes. Learn from those that may be around you, and you may find some of them are really, you know, ding-dongs. That's all right. At least you know what a ding-dong looks like. So, by golly, back on course. You need to be...
Yeah, you do need to make discernment, too.
Yes, you do. And I know we're just about running out of time, and so I don't want to not be able to express my appreciation to you, Chris, for having me as a guest. I'm so delighted to be able to share information and thoughts with your audience, and congratulations on having such a powerful show reaching people around the country.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really enjoy it and just like talking to people like yourself. And I just also wanted to share that something that I do, because I teach a class, you know, I've been studying this for 20 years, and I teach a class on meditation and learning your intuitive skills. And I want to point out some of these skills. It's learning what your skills are. You mentioned it, but a lot of people think that having these psychic abilities is seeing, you know, the visual. We're so used to seeing with our eyes. And sometimes it's just, we all do it differently. And sometimes seeing is, it's a thought, or it's a feeling in your body, or a knowingness, or your clairaudience. You hear things, or you see visions. There's many different ways. And part of the studying of it is learning your particular way so that you can decipher the information.
Absolutely true. I couldn't have said it better. I think that is the joy of this. That is why I say when I teach my classes, when I do my seminars, when I speak, I want people to know that who they are and how the gifts expressed through them is the way it should be. And so often we want to be like somebody else, and we ignore that our own talents may express in it's a very special way. And we should not ignore that at all. We should appreciate and respect our talents and work at developing them and utilizing them. So it empowers us, and in turn, we're going to be able to empower other people as well.
That's right. And sometimes we get information, maybe you have a question about something, and I know I'm taught this technique of at night, meditate on this question, drink a half a glass of water, and in the morning, drink the second half of the glass of water, and answers to that question will come to you. Well, I found that they don't always come to you. They're not necessarily going to come to you when you drink that glass of water, but later on during the day, the universe will share something with you in almost can be a funny way. You know, it might be you read a billboard, and you go, oh, that's the answer to my question. Or you hear something on the radio and it relates to it. And so it comes in later. There's always this time issue. We all have different timings. Some people, I think, too, we judge ourselves and we go, oh, that person's so psychic. They get that information and they're really quick at it. And some people are slower. And it kind of seeps in. Like for me, it kind of seeps in through my body till it finally registers in my mind. And I just have to accept that. This is how I operate. And to learn everyone... learning their unique way. Well, it's been great to talk with you today, Donna, and I wish you success on your class tomorrow. If anybody wants to check that out, again, go to www.delphiinternational.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Or they can call me at my office, 253-582-5604. It is going to be in Seattle tomorrow afternoon from 1 until four, and I'll be doing flower readings. And thanks again, Chris. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I wish I was in town to go find out about flower readings. There's all sorts of different kinds of readings. There's tea leaf reading. There's you name it, you know. But y'all, it's still learning. You know, it's that learning about ourselves. And I encourage everybody to go out there this weekend. Go learn something about yourself. Go take a class. Go to a movie, go to a lecture, pick up a book to read. Just do something for yourself that's going to develop these gifts within yourself. That's what we're talking about today. So this is Chris Danis, and I'm so glad you have shared this hour with you. I just want people to know you can sign up for our monthly Women of Wisdom newsletters at our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. This month we have a dance. Our women's dance is Friday night, May 18th, and we're having a community connection workshop on May 20th, and that is on developing, it's about the body and the voice, and we're going to have Simone LaDrumma, who does drumming. It's going to be using your body as an instrument and liberating your voice, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's May 20th, and you can find out about that on the website, womenofwisdom.org, and it's held at Standing Stone Healing and Arts in the north end of Seattle. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.